I've come across many people who find it difficult to be happy in any capacity, while others will only be happy at something they consider truly momentous. In either scenario, you're cutting yourself off from your birthright. Yes, I said it. I believe happiness is a birthright for everyone. Now, to ensure I'm not misunderstood, when I say happiness is your birthright, I am referring to the overall generality of life. I'm not saying that every single moment of your life will or should be filled to the brim with that emotion, even though that would be pretty amazing. We are all going to have bad days, sad moments, and negative things happen. Your birthright of happiness is deeper than a fleeting, shallow attitude. It sits at the heart of your existence, right alongside love. Many people don't know what actually makes them happy, and that's probably because there's nothing out there that makes it. You are the only creator of your happy. No one else, just you. Isn't that a relief? To know that you aren't responsible for anyone else's happiness, while at the same time, only you are responsible for yours. But how in the world do you find it? That question is really valid nowadays because most of us are so tapped into constant streams of information, peering into everyone else's lives through someone else's lens. That's a process that takes the attention away from our true selves and to everything else. The process of always associating with someone else's life more than we do with our own can make us forget where our own happiness is. How so? Well, our ego minds are continuously in the fray of sensationalized headlines, images, and videos for the majority of the day. We feel shock, surprise, laughter, anger, and every emotion in between while we're plugged in to the rest of the world. Thus, the quiet we experience when we step back into our own lives can sometimes make us think we aren't living a good enough life to be happy, or that we aren't good enough ourselves to be happy, or that happiness is a commodity which can only be obtained through someone or something else. Remember, happiness is your birthright. You were fully loaded with everything possible you needed to be happy the moment you came into existence. What you have chosen to do with this inherent gift has gotten you to your current state of happy. Some people may think, well, there's nothing to be happy about, and they would be right. For as long as they think that, and for as long as they are waiting for some momentous event that will impress other people to express this genuine emotion, they will stifle their ability to be happy. So how do you get comfortable with just being happy so you can feel and express happiness more and more? Well, by simply letting it be what it is. You do not need an excuse to smile, giggle, belly laugh, jump in the air, squeal with joy, dance or sing, or however else you express joy. Happiness doesn't have a minimum requirement for expression. Happiness is happiness, no matter how big or small. So I challenge you to spend your day actually being happy, instead of looking at or focusing on what creates feelings of unhappiness. Choose to only give the majority of your focus to things which evoke a smile on your face. Can't see anything when you do this? Well, then it's likely you're looking too big, meaning that you're waiting to see the sky open with angels singing your name, or you're expecting someone else to flick the switch for you, or something else to impress you, or you're forgetting to be happy with the little things in life. We tend to overlook or make fun of those who marvel at the little things in life, but it's the little things which are the puzzle pieces that create the big, glorious picture. You cannot see or appreciate a beautiful landscape without the dirt, the rocks, the tree bark, the leaves, and everything else in between. Thus, you cannot see your happy, find your happy, or appreciate how happy you can be without seeing, recognizing, acknowledging, and embracing all the small parts of life which make up the wonderfully glorious you.